Psalm 78, a contemplation by Asaph. Hear my teaching, my people. Turn your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth on a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from their children. Tell them to the generation to come to the praises of God, his strength and his wondrous deeds that he has done. For he established a testimony in Jacob, and appointed a teaching in Israel, which he commanded our fathers, that they should make them known to their children, that the generation to come might know, even the children who should be born, who should arise and tell their children, that they might set their hope in God, and not forget God's deeds, but keep his commandments. It might not be as their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that didn't make their hearts loyal, whose spirit was not steadfast with God. The children of Ephraim, being armed and carrying bows, turned back in the day of battle. They didn't keep God's covenant, and refused to walk in his law. They forgot his doings, his wondrous deeds that he had shown them. He did marvelous things in the sight of their fathers, in the land of Egypt, in the field of Zoan. He split the sea and caused them to pass through. He made the water stand as a heap. In the daytime he also led them with a cloud, and all night with a light of fire. He split rocks in the wilderness, and gave them drink abundantly as out of the depths. He brought streams also out of the rock, and caused waters to run down like rivers. Yet they still went on to sin against him, to rebel against the Most High in the desert. They tempted God in their heart, by asking food according to their desire. Yes, they spoke against God. They said, "Can God prepare a table in the wilderness?" Behold, they struck the rock, so that waters gushed out and streams overflowed. Can he give bread also? Will he provide meat for his people? Therefore God heard and was angry. A fire was kindled against Jacob. Anger also went up against Israel, because they didn't believe in God, and didn't trust in his salvation. Yet he commanded the skies above and opened the doors of heaven. He rained down manna on them to eat, and gave them food from the sky. Man ate the bread of angels. He sent them food to the full. He caused the east wind to blow in the sky. By his power he guided the south wind. He rained also meat on them as the dust, winged birds as the sand of the seas. He let them fall in the middle of their camp, around their habitations. So they ate, and were well filled. He gave them their own desire. They didn't turn from their cravings. Their food was yet in their mouths when the anger of God went up against them, killed some of their fattest, and struck down the young men of Israel. For all this they still sinned, and didn't believe in his wondrous works. Therefore he consumed their days in vanity, and their years in terror. When he killed them, then they inquired after
Psalm
him.
Psalm 78.
They returned and sought
a contemplation by Asaph.
They remembered that God was
their rock.
Hear my
teaching, my people.
The Most High God.
Turn your ears to the words of my mouth.
They flattered him with their mouth.
I will open my mouth
and
lie to him
with their tongue.
I will utter
heart
was
not right with him.
We have heard and faithful in his covenant,
and our fathers have told
but he
us,
being merciful,
we will not hide them from their
children, destroy them,
tell unto the
yes,
generations
to
come to the praises
away.
Of God,
and didn't stir
his
up all his
and his wondrous deeds that
he
remembered done,
that they were but flesh,
for he established a testimony in Jacob,
and doesn't come again,
and appointed a teacher
how
in
often
Israel,
they rebelled against him in
which
the
he commanded our fathers,
and grieved
that they should
the
make them known to their children,
they turned again and tempted
that the generation to come might know, even the children
Israel,
who should be born.
They didn't remember
who should arise and tell their
nor
children,
the day when he redeemed them
that they might
set their hope in God.
How he set his signs
and not
in
forget
Egypt,
God's deeds,
his wonders in the field
keep
of Zoan.
It
might not be
as
their
fathers,
a stubborn and rebellious generation,
so that he could not drink.
A generation
he sent among their
hearts
supplies
which devoured
him,
was not steadfast
and frogs
with
which
God.
Destroyed them. The children also bring green arms to the carry pillars and their labor to the day of battle. He destroyed your God's covenant. Their sycamore fig trees with frost. They forgot to do their livestock also.
His wondrous deeds that he had shown to hot thunderbolts.
He did marvelous things in the sight of their father's
anger.
In the land of Egypt and the field of no trouble.
In the band of Eden caused them to pass through.
He made a path for water standard to heap.
He didn't spare
in the daytime,
their soul from
he also
death.
Led them with a cloud.
He gave their lives over
in
to
all
the
night,
pestilence
with a light of fire.
He struck all the firstborn.
He split rocks in the wilderness.
The chief of their strength.
He gave them
the
drink
abundantly
as out of the
but
death.
He let out his own people.
He
like
brought streams also out of the
and
rock.
He guided them in the wilderness.
He caused waters to run down like
he led
rivers.
Them safely so they
yet
weren't
still
worried on
to sin against
but to see overwhelmed their enemies.
To rebel against the
He brought them
to
the
border of a sanctuary.
He tempted God in
our
heart.
To this mountain.
By
which is
right
according
to
their desire.
He also drove out the nations before them.
They allotted them for an inheritance by lines.
And made the tribes of
Israel to dwell in their tents.
So that waters gushed out
and
rebelled
overflowed.
High God.
Can he give bread also?
And keep his testimonies?
Will he provide meat
for his people?
And therefore God heard and was angry.
They were turned
fire
aside
was
like a deceitful
bow.
Anger also went up
into
anger with
their high places.
Because they didn't believe in God.
Jealousy with their
and didn't trust
images.
In his salvation.
When God
yet
heard
he commanded
this,
the skies above
and
opened the doors of heaven.
And greatly abhorred
Israel.
He rained
down man on them.
So that he
eat.
Abandoned the tent
and gave
to
them food from the sky.
The tent which you placed
man
among
the bread
men.
Of angels.
He delivered
his strength
to the full.
His captivity.
He caused
his glory
into
the
adversary's hand.
By his power
he also gave his
people
over
wind.
To the sword.
He rained all his
angry on
them.
The dust,
wing
fired
above
the same
on the
men.
Their virgins
led to fall
no
in the middle of their
song.
Camp.
Their priests
around their
fell by the
sword.
So they
their
ate.
Widows couldn't weep.
And were well filled.
And the Lord awakened
them
to
their
own
desire.
Like a
they
mighty
turn
from their
craving by reason of wine.
Their food was yet
in their
mouth.
When the anger
backward,
God went
he
up
put them to
them.
A perpetual reproach.
Killed some of their fat.
Moreover, he rejected
he struck down
Joseph,
the young men of Israel.
And didn't choose the tribe of Ephraim.
Still sinned,
but chose the tribe of
and
Judah.
And didn't believe in his wondrous
Zion,
which he loved.
Therefore he consumed
he
their sanctuary
like
vanity.
The heights.
Like
their
years,
which he established forever.
When he killed them,
he also chose David
his servant.
Him.
And took
him
from the
sheep and sought
God earnestly.
From following the
they remembered that God was
their
young.
He brought him
God
to be
God
the shepherd
of
redeemer,
his people.
But they flattered him
in
with
Israel,
their
his inheritance.
And lied to him with their
so he was their shepherd
but according
their
heart
to the
was not right
of
with
heart.
Him.
Neither
he guided
him
by the skillfulness
of
his
hands.
But he, being merciful, forgave iniquity and didn't destroy them.
Yes, many times he turned his anger away and didn't stir up all his wrath.
He remembered that they were but flesh,
a wind that passes away and doesn't come again.
How often they rebelled against him in the wilderness, and grieved him in the desert.
They turned again and tempted God, and provoked the Holy One of Israel.
They didn't remember his hand, nor the day when he redeemed them from the adversary.
How he set his signs in Egypt, his wonders in the field of Zoan.
He turned their rivers into blood in their streams, so that they could not drink.
He sent among them swarms of flies which devoured them, and frogs which destroyed them.
He gave also their increase to the caterpillar and their labor to the locust.
He destroyed their vines with hail, their sycamore fig trees with frost.
He gave over their livestock also to the hail and their flocks to hot thunderbolts.
He threw on them the fierceness of his anger,
wrath, indignation, and trouble,
and a band of angels of evil.
He made a path for his anger.
He didn't spare their soul from death,
but gave their lives over to the pestilence.
It struck all the firstborn in Egypt,
the chief of their strength in the tents of Ham.
But he led out his own people like sheep,
and guided them in the wilderness like a flock.
He led them safely so they weren't afraid, but to see overwhelmed their enemies.
He brought them to the border of a sanctuary,
to this mountain, which his right hand had taken.
He also drove out the nations before them,
allotted them for an inheritance by line,
and made the tribes of Israel to dwell in their tents.
Yet they tempted and rebelled against the Most High God,
and didn't keep his testimonies, but turned back and dealt treacherously like their fathers. They were turned aside like a deceitful bow, for they provoked him to anger with their high places, and moved him to jealousy with their engraved images. When God heard this, he was angry, and greatly abhorred Israel, so that he abandoned the tent of Shiloh, the tent which he placed among men, and delivered his strength into captivity, his glory into the adversary's hand. He also gave his people over to the sword, and was angry with his inheritance. Fire devoured their young men. Their virgins had no wedding song. Their priests fell by the sword, and their widows couldn't weep. Then the Lord awakened as one out of sleep, like a mighty man who shouts by reason of wine. He struck his adversaries backward. He put them to a perpetual reproach. Moreover, he rejected the tent of Joseph, and didn't choose the tribe of Ephraim, but chose the tribe of Judah. Mount Zion, which he loved, he built his sanctuary like the heights, like the earth which he has established forever. He also chose David his servant, and took him from the sheepfolds, from following the ewes that have their young. He brought him to be the shepherd of Jacob, his people, and Israel, his inheritance. So he was their shepherd according to the integrity of his heart, and guided them by the skillfulness of his hands.